47.
The changes in fashion over the years have been incredibly disturbing. What folks wear nowadays could barely be called a swimsuit when I was a young man. Combined with the gender-neutral top hat coming back in style as the expression of formal wear, it makes me sigh and shake my head just to think about it. If I have to go to one more funeral with folks wearing only shiny underwear and top hats, I might die myself.
Charles looked at the mummy in confusion. Mentally, he went back through the entirety of his time in-game trying to place the fellow.
I started in a big medieval town and met up with Bert.
Bert, who likely represented the entirety of the phrase perverted old man, was the one who gifted him the GameTube egg pod machine thing. His character was some kind of near-fluorescent knight or something. With no gaggle of women around the mummy, he ruled that out. Next, he met a series of folks, starting with a tiny man-child, an elderly female spy, some idiot guy with a pair of twins, an animal girl, a promiscuous woman with tentacles, and another idiot who liked the tentacled lady. He safely ruled them out as they were standing in a group across the battlefield that his front lawn had become. He recalled a man with his daughter in a town he passed on the way here and had an aha moment.
That was who Theodore was.
He'd recently received an in-game message from the young man. There was a flying dragon woman named Xolia that wielded powerful magic and somehow worked for Bert. This mummy didn't look to have wings, but from what he remembered of her, he knew that she was incredibly competent and could likely explain who this was. He had a magic ring Bert had given him that could call on folks that worked for Bert to come help him out. With the battle having destroyed his newly renovated cabin and the general destruction that resulted from this battle, he was sorely tempted to do so. He was also tempted to smack the fellow with his stick.
Who wraps themselves up like a mummy? It isn't Halloween.
He diverted from that thought process quickly.
It's not exactly the weirdest thing I've seen.
The sound of the giant child troll chewing on the remains of what was once a giant floating squid off to his left reminded him of that.
Although she had a lot of magic.
Charles squinted at the mummy to see if he saw any wings, but it was man-shaped. The mummy, for what it was worth, kind of shuffled uncertainly under the scrutiny.
There were some weird folks who kept coming by my cabin to bother me.
He thought of the samurai fellow and several others that he'd had to call Bert to come to rescue him from. Hopefully, Bert had found a good mental hospital for that lot. Although, now that he looked at the mummy, he couldn't be sure the nutty samurai hadn't just wrapped himself up. While that was not all the folks he'd met throughout his time, that was all the effort he was willing to put into attempting to recall names. In the distance, behind the mummy, he saw the giant rock troll sitting on the corpse of a giant squid and tearing off pieces of it. The two women who were arguing before the battle were close by, still arguing. Near as he could tell, a guild was like the game version of the old-time criminal gangs of big cities, except they sometimes did charity work. Being the decisive man that he was, he gestured at the two screaming ladies. Neither group behind the women looked too good, all sporting damage from the battle in broken weapons or injuries.
"I'm not sure what you're here for, but he said he could help you,"
he stated, pointing at the rock troll.
"It's worth a shot. All these young people are worse than telemarketers."
The mummy turned around and looked at the troll.
"Really?"
he asked, confusion apparent in his voice.
"That's him right there. Just go over there and have a nice chat. He'll help you with that thing you wanted,"
Charles said while nodding to himself.
"If this doesn't get rid of this guy, then I'm going to use my ring. I'll either get Xolia or that IT fella, and either one can sort all this mess out. Maybe they can fix my house, too, while they're at it."
The more he thought about it, the more it felt like a good idea.
"That's what Bert gave me the ring for, right?"
The mummy stood in place with his mouth open as he and Charles watched the rock troll eat, while it, in turn, watched the heated argument between two women for several minutes. The shouting seemed to only grow louder and more profane as time went on. Eventually, he shut his mouth and straightened his glasses, looking at Charles.
Ahem. Mr. Charles, yours is the only dungeon of a category I can challenge in the zone, and I need to do so to advance...
Charles sighed and shook his head.
I should have directed him to the argument instead of the troll.
He was sure the man could hear him mutter to himself as he played with the ring, trying to remember how to use it.
Should have known he'd be too scared to go over there. Freaking kids these days. Cowards, the lot of 'em. Can play these video games and kill all sorts of monster. But interrupt someone's dinner or break up one argument, and they have their tails between their legs.
Of course, Charles wouldn't be doing either one either, but he had no intention of mentioning that. After all, that troll looked hungry. Finally, he got the option to pop up to use the ring, and a massive light flooded the forest, drawing the attention of Charles, the young folks, giant troll, and standing armies as it flashed into the sky. When that light cleared, the shadow of a winged person could barely be made out as she hovered high in the air.
0 of 3 charges remaining.
Then that shadow's loud booming voice shook the nearby trees and made many throughout the field crouch or draw weapons. Horses, giant wolves, and other assorted animals bolted into the surrounding forest.
Mr. Charles! Every time I see you, you're in some shithole! What the hell?
Xolia's voice was a blessing to his old ears. Charles couldn't help but smile.
Finally! A sound of competence.